You know, Jamal obviously from Texas, so that hurt him, him being out. But they played really well. They're playing well. You know, they scored 40-something points the last game they played. They've had 2 weeks to get ready for us. So, you know, and obviously we had a really close game the first game. So we're expecting a big battle, and we're trying to get ready for it.
Does rotating those two running backs keep their offense a little more balanced?
Well, I mean, you know, anytime you lose a guy that can do everything, but they've got other guys that can role play, and they're using them, utilizing them real well.
Do you think the league weight has kind of got their eye on your defenders now? I don't want to say they're going out of the way, but do you think they're over keeping an eye on you guys because of the fines? It seems like every week you're dealing. I know you want them to play on edge, but do you feel like they're being overly scrutinized at this point?
No, we can't. I mean, you know, penalties are mistakes. You know, just like missed tackles or blown assignments or those kind of things. So that's the way we approach it. We can't make mistakes, and so we're going to be aggressive. I mean, you know, and penalties sometimes happen in ball games. We got to make sure there's no post play penalties at all. That's unacceptable.
How do you balance the aggressiveness with not making the mistakes? Is there a fine line there?
Well, there's always a fine line. It's being an aggressive team. I mean, you know, we had 16 hits on the quarterback last week. So, I mean, none of those were penalized. So, you know, we're making some good decisions in our aggressiveness. But, you know, just we keep practicing on, you know, penalty avoidance. I mean, that's what you have to do.
It was the first time, this last game was the first time that, you know, you gave up some sustained drives, multiple sustained drives. What did you see from the game on?
Yeah, I thought their quarterback played great, you know. Like I said, we got a lot of hits on him. He made some tremendous throws under a lot of duress. You know, and we had some opportunities to make some plays. I thought we got held a couple of times that you know, we had him, and those kind of things happened. But, you know, they played real well, and we didn't play as well as we've been playing.
You'll be without two Pro Bowlers this week. Still confident in the depth you have on this defense?
We do. You know, we've had different guys out at different times. TJ was out. Wolf was out 4 games. You know, that's what you have to do in this league. You know, you don't want your, obviously, Pro Bowl players out, but it happens. So that we've got to step forward.
Coach, you talked about Roby before.
We've had a lot of guys that played, though, you know, in those positions, which helps us.
Coach, you've talked about Roby before. Does he look like a second-year corner to you as he progressed quicker than corners you've coached in the past?
I think he's done well. I mean, I don't know that he's surpassed, you know, all expectations, because we expect him to do well. But he's working hard at it, and, you know, he'll get a big test this week playing all the time.
From what you've seen from Ray in practice, do you think he'll be able to contribute this week?
Shane Ray has come back pretty strong. So, you know, we're hoping that. You know, we're still practicing pads today. We'll see how he is tomorrow. That's a factor of how sore he is, or, you know, if there's any setbacks. But he's practiced well so far this week.
Is it a difficult situation, Ray, with Shane Wade? How much you would play him if he is going to play on Sunday, and monitoring it when you're missing somebody like DeMarcus? You want multiple guys to be able to slide in on that side, but you still, this is his first game back in an extended period of time.
Right. You have to consider that any time a player's been out. You know, just stamina for one thing, you know, but we'll see how he is. First we'll see if he can play or not, but we'll know more tomorrow. And then, you have to monitor him some, but those other guys have played quite a bit. You know, Lorente's played quite a bit, Shaq played quite a bit, so, of course, Vaughn. So we've got 3 guys that can alternate anyway.
How well has Malik responded to Bill Kolar's coaching, particularly in terms of getting his arms up and knocking down passes at the line?
Yeah, I mean, Bill does a great job with those guys. I think everybody knows that. That's why Bill is here. Malik's tall, which helps. You know, and last week he probably had his best game. So I think things are working well. If he'll keep doing that, I think that'll be really good for us. Who's that?
The Colts are pretty successful on third downs.
Yeah, I realize that.
So what do you do?
Well, I mean, every game's its own entity. I mean, you know, if you look at it overall, we're probably still top three in third downs, but last week we weren't, so we've got to get back to that level.
One more, Jeff. Wade, you've faced Andy a lot over the years. With 2 weeks off, would you expect to see something you haven't seen this year?
Yeah, I expect more, more, not something you haven't seen, because they run every formation and every, from Philadelphia to Kansas City, playing against him. They run so many different formations, and you can't name them all. You couldn't put them all down in a book, I don't think. So, I expect to see a lot of things from him, but not something we've never seen, because I think he's run everything you could possibly run.
Thank you, guys. All right.